Hey everybody, this is Minister Regina with DT Live. We want to welcome you here tonight, and we want to get started in just a few minutes as we wait for just a couple of more seconds to give people an opportunity to come on. We are here, our midweek digital edition of Wednesday night prayer time. As you all know, most of the world is on a shutdown, including us here in Springfield. And so for the past several weeks, we have been coming here on Facebook on Wednesday evenings just to kind of stay connected and pray with you, let you know how much we love you, how much we care for you. And so as you come on, if you have a prayer request, whether for yourself or for someone that's in your family or friend or whatever the scope of the request, just put it down in the chat, and I'll try to make sure at the end of our time together to get that spoken out loud. Okay. Hello, Minister Sylvester. God bless you. Hello, Pastor Carol. God bless you. I'm glad that you made it on tonight. We don't have a full Bible study here on Wednesdays. When we get all clear so that we can start meeting again in person, then we will pick up where we left off in our study on the fruit of the Spirit. But for these sessions here, these digital sessions that we're doing in the meantime, I will kind of exhort a little bit from a verse maybe that the Lord has given to me, and in that time in prayer. I'm so excited that you're here as well, Pastor Carol. Hey, Sister Beth, God bless you. Thanks for being on tonight. I was saying, Beth, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to put it down in the chat there. And at the end, when I'm praying, I'll try to make sure to get all those spoken out loud, okay? I am so excited to see you all here tonight. Just maybe another 30 seconds, okay, before I get into what I really want to share tonight, the little verses or a couple of verses that the Lord placed on my heart that I'll share on tonight. But hopefully you all are doing well, keeping in good spirits. I know that this has probably been tough for a lot of us, and that's why I'm so grateful for this technology, the ability to come on and connect this way. We can call and do those things like on a regular telephone and all that. We can do that as well. But I am so grateful because in this medium, we can kind of hit everybody, one time, So it's really a blessing to have this type of technology, having the ability to meet up, as it were, virtually, I should say. So I am so glad that we are here on tonight. For those of you who don't know, actually tonight at sunset begins Passover. How amazing is that? How important that is to those of us of the Christian faith, even though we don't adhere to the rituals, that is a very significant holiday for us as Christians as well. So we praise God for that. But I'm just going to go ahead and get started. It's like 8 or 9 after 10. And so I'm going to get started with what I have to share. If you're following along, please feel free. There's only like 4 verses that I'm going to read. And I got these verses out of Luke chapter 23. Hello, Pastor Mark. God bless you, sir. Again, guys, if you have a prayer request, whether a personal request or something for, pertaining to your family, your job, friends, coworkers, please feel free to put it in the chat. That's what we're here for. We want to make sure to pray for any needs that we have on tonight. I know of a couple that I will be praying for once we get to that point. But if you have something on your heart, please share tonight, okay? And I'll make sure to. Yes, yes, Pastor Dixon, happy Passover to you as well. So, hey, Julie, God bless you, sis. Okay, so just really quickly, I'm going to read these four verses and kind of share what's on my heart pertaining them. And Pastor Mark, will you tell me, I changed my mic. So hopefully there's no hum this week. I know there was a hum last week. Okay, so if you want to follow along, we are going to be reading out of Luke 23, 45 through 46, Mark 15, verse 38, and Matthew 27, verse 51. Okay, all these verses. Okay, it's only four of them. So the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "It is finished, Father. Into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Now, as I thought about, you know, earlier in the week, what I might share, what brief verses or whatever that I would share on tonight, what came up in my spirit was to talk about the veil in the temple that was torn when Jesus died on the cross. That's what came up. That's what came up in my spirit. And if you were present in our Bible study last year, on the Gospel of John, we talked about it in depth. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the highlights of it tonight, just a little bit. But I think it's very, very important, because like I said a moment ago, when I reminded you all that today at sunset begins Passover, and Passover is even though we as believers, as New Testament Christians, we don't really follow those. You know, we don't actually, I just went blank. We don't have to go through the ritual of that, but it's very significant nonetheless to our Christian faith as well. And so I'm going to be talking about this veil as it relates to us. The veil, okay, that they're talking about in those verses that I read, Exodus 36, 31 through 35. This veil is the veil at this time of Jesus's crucifixion was in the temple, but it started out in the tabernacle of Moses. This is just a brief overview for you. Okay. I'd be happy to share more notes with you offline if you want, because like I said, we discussed this when we went through our Gospel of John study in pretty serious depth. Okay. But this veil that rent, that tore from the top to the bottom when Jesus died, was first talked about in Exodus 26, 31 through 35. "And thou shalt make a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen of cunning work. With cherubims shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hook shall be of the gold upon the four sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the chaches, that thou mayest bring in there within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And thou shalt set the table outside the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side." These verses are describing for us what it looked like on the inside of the tabernacle in the most holy place. If you've hung out at Deliverance Temple any amount of time, you have heard Bishop talk about these over the course of the past 46, 7 years. Okay. So this is not necessarily anything new to you, but for those of you who need a refresher, I'm your girl. We're going to refresh and tell why this veil was significant, and why it was significant that it tore from the top to the bottom the day that Jesus was crucified. Okay. So, Let's get some context of the original purpose of the tabernacle of Moses. Okay, Exodus 25, 8 through 9. "And let them make me a sanctuary." This is God speaking to Moses, okay? "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." What's the purpose of the sanctuary? Write it down in the chat. What is the purpose of the sanctuary? Again, that I may dwell among them. That's the purpose of the sanctuary. That's the purpose of the meeting place, so that God himself can dwell among his people. I do understand, guys, how, you know, some things have kind of gotten tainted and convoluted and mixed up about what the purpose of church is and all that. But God himself, I think that's important. The God of the faith, I think that's kind of important. He said the purpose of the sanctuary is so that he can dwell among his people. Let that sit on you for a second. He didn't say, let them build me a sanctuary so that they can just come in and do all this busy work and all. No. He said, let them build me a sanctuary so that I may dwell among them. What does that invoke? That invokes relationship. He wants to have relationship. The whole theme from Genesis to Revelation is relationship. When he came and walked in the garden with Adam every day in the cool of the evening, what was that? That was relationship. His whole heart has always been relationship. Relationship. So that was the purpose of this tabernacle, so that he can come and dwell among us, okay? And in that tabernacle was this veil. And I know sometimes we read over things and we skip over things and we don't really pay attention to the significance, but I just really felt led to talk about this on tonight. Okay. So the most holy place, the only people that were allowed in the most holy place where the ark was, where that was behind this veil that I'm speaking of, was the high priest. That's one person. One. And he was only allowed there one day a year, on the Day of Atonement, the day that he went in and made sacrifice, okay, on behalf of the nation. One person. Can you imagine only one person being allowed into the church to pray on behalf of all of the people at your church? For instance, our congregation, can you imagine if only the only person that's allowed in the sanctuary is Bishop? Can you imagine that? That's the situation. That was the situation here. Only one person, one time a year, was allowed behind this veil. This is significant. I hope you're still with me. And the only reason he went back there, it wasn't so that he could go back there and even pray or worship or do any of those things. He was back there to conduct a sacrifice. And if the man wasn't together, they had tied around his waist a rope, and there were bells on the hem of his garment, of his robe, on his priestly robes. And if he wasn't quite up to snuff, unfortunately, he would be struck in the presence of the Lord. And they would listen for those bells. And if those bells stopped ringing, they knew what was up. Because when you're walking around, the bells would be ringing and the people on the outside could hear it. And so if he wasn't quite up to snuff, he'd go back there to make this sacrifice. And they stopped hearing the bells ringing. They knew that he had dropped dead in the presence of the Lord. And they would just take the rope and pull him on out, because they weren't allowed back there. Better not go back there. Why am I saying all this? This is significant. Only one person was allowed behind this veil in the presence of the Ark of the Testimony. I'm drilling it down for a whole real reason. Okay. So only one person, the high priest. Now, when Jesus died, what did he say? It is finished. It is finished. He said, Father, it is finished. Into my hand I commend my spirit. And as he said that back in the temple, okay, so by now it went from the tabernacle of Moses into the temple of Solomon. Now it's in the in Herod's temple, okay, is where this was. When Jesus said that, the veil that from my research, now I'm not a man, like a male, okay, but in my research it said that the veil was thought to be as thick as a man's hand. Now I am not a man, okay, but here's my hand. The fabric would be, just for, you know, a visual, for the sake of a visual, the width of the fabric the width of my hand. That's how thick the veil is that's hanging in the holy place, okay? So it's not some thin, flimsy material. It's not chiffon. It's not lace. It's not, you know, any of that. It's as thick as a man's hand. Okay, I'm not a man again. Let me reiterate that. But just for a visual, look how wide my hand is from finger to wrist. That is wide. Okay? So this is how thick the veil was. But when Jesus died and he said it is finished, the veil tore from the top to the bottom. It tore in half. What was the significance of that? Here's the significance of that. Once that veil was torn from the top to the bottom, it allowed us to have access to the presence of God. It went from only one person, the high priest, being allowed into his presence, from anyone who wants to be invited to the presence. That was an invitation for all of us. Oh my God. It was an invitation for all of us to enter into the presence of God. That's why it was torn. Now there is no separation. It says we don't have a mediator except for Jesus. Jesus is our only mediator. That's the only person that we have to go to come into his presence. Are you getting this? Is this making sense tonight? So this veil that was as thick as a man's hand tore. As Jesus said, it is finished. What's finished? The work is finished. Everything that I came to do, Father, it's finished. I've come and I've restored. Hallelujah. I've come back. Hallelujah. To give people an opportunity to become your sons and become your daughters again. I have taken back the keys from death, hell, and the grave. I have come, hallelujah, to give you an opportunity to come into the very presence. Glory to God. What we lost when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, Jesus, when he said it is finished, restored all of it. Hallelujah. In that moment of obedience. Oh my God. Oh my God. In that moment of his obedience, in the things that he took on to suffer, he was the key for us to regain all that was lost. He was the key for us to regain all that was lost. So the veil that was torn, it was an invitation for us to come into the presence of God. And we can now become boldly. What does the scripture say? Come boldly before my presence, making your petition. We don't have to cower with bells on the hem of our garment, wondering if God is going to strike us down when we come. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to do that. Now we can come boldly because the perfect sacrifice was made when Jesus died. See those cows and bullocks and goats and turtle doves and all those things? Those were temporary stand-ins, okay? Those were temporary. But the perfect sacrifice was made that day when Jesus said, "It is finished." Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited on this Passover evening, glory to God, that we can talk about how Jesus made a way when only he could make the way. He could only make the way. So thank God we don't have to put bells on the bottom of our skirts and on the bottom of our trousers when we go into his presence, because the perfect sacrifice was made. And so now we can come boldly and make our petitions known. Amen. Is that okay? Is that okay that now we can come boldly? Now that we can come boldly, we don't have to be timid about it. We don't have to be uncertain about it. Glory to God. Have you ever seen a kid, like a child, a toddler? They may be at grandma's house or something, and the parents are there talking to the grandparents, and they just come run up and just jump on daddy's lap. They don't stand back unless, you know, some other stuff is going on. Okay. But they come on up and jump up in dad's lap. They don't ask for permission. They're not afraid. Come on, somebody. Come on. So we don't have to go through any of that. We can come boldly. You my daddy, so here I come. You my father, so here I come. And I'm going to make my petition known. I'm going to make my petition known. Amen. That's right, Pastor Mark. No fear. No fear. No fear. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight for restoration, God. We thank you, Father, that it is finished. We thank you that it is finished. A complete work. Yes, Pastor Carol, a complete work. A complete, complete work. A complete work. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to pray on the night. And we are going to believe that as we come boldly before his throne, that he hears us. You see, I think sometimes we wonder if he hears us. And Jesus said it out, standing outside the tomb of Lazarus. He said, Father, I know you always hear me. He said, you always hear me. And that's the confidence we're going to pray in tonight. That's the confidence we are going to exude in our prayers tonight. Father, I know you always hear us. You always hear us. So we're going to pray tonight. And we are going to join our faith together. And we are going to believe that as the Lord leads this prayer, that everything that we ask is going to be done. It's just absolutely going to be done. Is that okay? Is that okay? Praise God. Hey, Sister Elizabeth. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. We sure miss you. We sure miss you, Elizabeth. We sure miss you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. He always hears us. He always hears us. Glory to God. He always hears us. So, Father God, we thank you. And we praise you for this time that we've been able to come together, God, even through this medium of Facebook and technology, God, that we can virtually be together. Hallelujah, God. You said where one, two or three are gathered together in your name, that there you are in the midst. So God, even though it's virtual, God, I still believe, glory to God, that you are in our midst. Hallelujah, that you are in our midst, God. God, and as you are in our midst, we come boldly. We come boldly and confidently in your presence, thanking you, Father, that you always hear us. Father God, and as you extended the invitation for us when the veil was torn from the top to the bottom to enter into your presence, Father, we accept that invitation tonight. And we thank you, Father. We come humbly, God. God, we come with gratitude. God, we come with thanksgiving. God, we come with a praise on our lips, Lord God. Because we know in whom we believe. God, we know, Father, that those who trust in you will never be put to shame. Glory to God. And I thank you on tonight for your word. I thank you tonight for your presence. I thank you, Father, for your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. That brings to our remembrance the things that you have taught us, God. God, you bring to our remembrance the things, Father God, that will encourage us. Father, you bring, hallelujah, to our remembrance the things, glory to God, that will encourage us and help spark hope, oh God. Not just for ourselves, but so that we might have something to share with someone else. So God, I thank you tonight for every person that's on this live. God, I thank you, Father, for anyone who might see the replay. I thank you, God, for anyone who might hear the audio. God, I thank you for each and every household represented that on this Passover night, God, glory to God. God, that as we have applied the blood of Jesus to our hearts and to our souls and to our minds, Lord God, hallelujah, that the death, God, of doubt and the death, God, of uncertainty and the death, God, hallelujah, oh my God, of ill confidence, God, that the death, hallelujah, will pass over us. I thank you, Lord God, on this night. For every household representative of Deliverance Temple Ministries, oh God, I thank you, God, that you're meeting each and every one of us, God, at the point of our need. God, I thank you, Father, hallelujah, for provision and protection, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, tonight, hallelujah, that you are making up, God, whatever has been lost, Father, the last few weeks. God, I thank you that you are giving us direction and insight and wisdom, God, on how to manage and maneuver, glory to God, in this time. Father, I pray for Bishop, God, and for First Lady Bobby, oh God. I pray, God, that you keep them, hallelujah, strengthened in their bodies, God. God, I thank you, God, oh Jesus, for confidence, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father, God, that you're protecting them on every side. Glory to God. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight for strong bodies, God. I continue to pray that prayer, God, hallelujah, over a bishop, that his natural force is not abating and his eyesight is not dim, God. That promise over Moses, God, who was 120-something years old when he died, Father, but his eyes were still good, glory to God. He still had all of his physical strength, God. I pray, God, that as bishop is, hallelujah, on the verge of yet another birthday, glory to God, that his vision is clear, God. His hearing is good, oh God. That his physical strength, glory to God, is well, God, in you. Hallelujah. The same for Lady Bobby, oh God. I thank you for strengthening mind, body, and spirit in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, God, for even now pouring out even more, hallelujah, wisdom and insight and revelation on Bishop, oh God. As he prays and as he's calling out to you and as he's seeking you, oh God, for our congregation, oh God, I pray and thank you, Father, for pouring it out. Hallelujah. Pour out your wisdom, God. Pour out, hallelujah, your insight, God. I thank you for doing it and continuing to do it. I thank you, Father, that you would encourage his heart in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for every leader. Glory to God that serves a deliverance temple, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are keeping them safe, God, that you, hallelujah, are keeping their bodies healthy and strong. God, I thank you, oh God, for their families and their loved ones, God. Everyone that is connected to us, God, everything that is connected to us, because it's connected to us, God, it's blessed. God, that's the declaration I feel in my spirit right now, that anything that we are connected to, that's connected to us, is blessed. Hallelujah, because of the connection. I thank you for it tonight, God. I thank you for it tonight, God. God, because you can go places where we physically can't go. Like we literally are not supposed to leave our houses right now, Father, but you can go by your spirit. Hallelujah. We can send the word on tonight. Like Jesus sent the word, hallelujah, to the centurion servant that was ill. God, we send the word tonight. Glory to God, to any member that's feeling down, Father, to any member, God, hallelujah, that's struggling in their emotions or struggling with distress. We send the word tonight. We send the word tonight. Of encouragement. We send the word tonight. Glory to God. Bringing down anything that would try to exalt itself above the things of God. We send the word tonight of hope and encouragement. Glory to God. We send the word. We send the word. We send the word. We send the word. Hallelujah. We send the word. Hallelujah. And just as, oh God, just as, glory to God, Isaiah said, my word will not go out and come back to me void, but it will accomplish the thing where we sent it, God. You told me in that dream a few weeks ago, and I shared it with the Bible study class, that we have that same authority, that whatever we speak out, whatever word we send, it's not coming back to us void. Glory to God, but it's going to accomplish what we send it to do. So I thank you for that tonight. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. God, I pray for the finances of the church, God. Hallelujah, that you are strengthening, God, on every side, God. You are fortifying on every side, Father. You told us last week that you are a good shepherd and that you lead us only in good pastures, only in green pastures, only in lush pastures, only in abundant pastures. Glory to God. And so I thank you, Lord God, that as we are blessed individually, God, that we are bringing in the money, we are bringing in the finances into the corporate house, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father, that we're going to be obedient. Hallelujah. We're going to be obedient sons and obedient daughters. Hallelujah. That when we hear you, God, that when we hear you, God, that out of the abundance of our heart, out of the generosity of our heart, God, we're going to give. Glory to God. Glory to God, that the house may be blessed. I thank you for it tonight. 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 Mm. God, that we don't have to fear. Help us to know tonight that we don't have to fear, hallelujah, the report of the world, that the economy, about the economy, God, and about all of those things, God. We know that we don't have to fear, hallelujah, because our provision doesn't come from that anyway. Bishop has been trying to tell us this for years. It's not even our source. Glory to God, because we can look to you, God. We can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, oh God. We don't have to rely, glory to God, hallelujah, on our jobs. We don't have to rely, glory to God, on what this stimulus is going to be, God, because you are our good shepherd. You are our good shepherd. Glory to your name tonight. Glory to your name tonight. Glory to your name tonight, God. We thank you, God. We thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name tonight, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. I bless you tonight, God. I bless you tonight. I bless you tonight. Father, I'm reminded, God, of Sister Linda's family, Father, who has the family member with that has been struggling with the COVID-19 illness. Father, I pray for that family. Lord God, even the fact that loved ones can't even be around them. Oh God, I'm sure that's stressful. I'm sure that's stressful, Father. So I pray peace in the midst, God. I pray peace in the midst. Father, I pray for peace in the midst of that whole situation, God. I pray, God, for your healing touch, God, for your restoring power. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Help us, God. Help us, Lord, not to place our hopes in the wrong things in this hour, God. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. We know your voice. Your sheep know your voice. Glory to God. And another we won't follow. Glory to your name, God. We know your voice, Lord. We know your voice. And another we won't follow. So, Father, when we hear the report, hallelujah, of this thing and that thing, glory to God. Help us to hear your report. Glory to God. Help us to hear your report. Help us to be assured, God, that your report is greater. God, help us to have more faith in what you say. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We do thank you for strength of mind tonight. God, we thank you for strength in our minds tonight. Yes, God, that we each and every one of us would practice the dominion over our own selves, that we would practice dominion over our own beings, that we would pull down every evil imagination that would try to exalt itself above the things of God. Tonight, God, help us to take dominion over ourselves. Hallelujah. Help us to not allow ourselves to be carried away. Glory to God. With this thing and with that thing. And all it's going to result in is frustration. Help us to quiet ourselves. Help us to be quiet, God. Help us, Father, to turn off the TV and turn off the radio and turn off social media. Hallelujah. And get in tune with what it is that you are saying in this hour. In this hour. For you are surely speaking. Father, you are surely speaking. You are surely speaking. So help us, first of all, God, to be strengthened in our own minds and to take dominion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We don't have to just let all these thoughts run amok in our minds. No, we take authority. Glory to God. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We take authority by the power of the Spirit of God over everything over everything that will try to come to discourage us, over everything that will try to come and bring fear, over everything that will try and come, oh God, to make us doubt you, in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We ask all of this, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Okay. Okay, your friend, Pastor Carrie, you said your friend and neighbor died this afternoon. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes, Scott. We pray for Pastor Carol's, her neighbor's daughter, Father. The neighbor has passed away, God. So we pray for her daughter, God. We pray for her family, Father. Father, we pray that you be peace that passes all understanding, God, for this daughter, God. Hallelujah, God, that in this trying, difficult time, God, they can't even probably have a large funeral, Father, because of all the things that are happening, God. So, God, I just pray that you be a peace to this daughter's heart and mind, God, that you would, hallelujah, provide everything that they need. Glory to God, to lay the mother at rest, God. God, and even more important than all of that, Father, that this is an opportunity, God, for the daughter, her heart to be turned to you, or any other family member, God, that may be away from you, Father, that this be an opportunity that their hearts turn to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Did I miss anybody else? Did I miss it? I don't think I missed any other requests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So yes, we thank you, Father, for doing this tonight, God. We thank you for this time that we've had to share this word about this veil, God. I thank you tonight, God, that you have given us this invitation to come into your presence with boldness. Glory to God. We thank you, God. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, for the sacrifice that Jesus made. Hallelujah, 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 for the sacrifice that he made. And Lord, help us to know that it truly is finished. Everything, it's done. There's nothing else to be accomplished. It is finished. Glory to God. We're just walking it out now. We're just walking it out in time now, God. It is finished. Jesus declared it finished from the cross, God. And we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I know what? I know one thing for those of you who come to the Wednesday night Bible study. I sure miss y'all. I love the rest of the church now. I do. I love all the saints, but I sure miss our Wednesday night crew. I sure miss our Wednesday night crew. I really, really do. So again, I am grateful that we have this technology where we can come on Wednesday nights and just share just kind of an abbreviated thing maybe the Lord has placed on my heart, and then have an opportunity to pray with you all. I am so grateful for that. I am so grateful for that. Oh, man. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, Sister Beth. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is Holy Week. Amen. I mentioned at the top of this that tonight is sunset here in just a few minutes. Actually, we'll begin Passover. Glory to God. Like I said, it's very important. Very important to our Christian faith. Amen. And as we go on into the rest of the weekend, we know that Sunday, this coming Sunday, is Resurrection Sunday, the day that we commemorate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We thank God for that. We absolutely, because see, all the other stuff wouldn't have mattered if he didn't get up. Feeding the 5,000, healing folk, raising people from the dead. None of that would have counted. None of that would have mattered if he hadn't gotten up. All of that would have been well and good. It would have been good preaching points. It would have been good sermons. But if he had not raised from the dead, we would still be lost. And I thank God. I thank God that he is not only arisen, he is at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Making intercession for us. Making intercession for us. So if we know that he always hears us when we pray, how much more can we be confident and assured that the Father hears Jesus when he intercedes on our behalf? Do you think that God would deny Jesus? Do you think the Father would ever deny his Son? We don't have nothing to worry about, guys. Really, truly. Really and truly. Really and truly. I'm going to stop because I'm getting real excited about that point right there. I'm getting real excited in my heart about that point right there. He's sitting next to the Father making intercession for us, and the Father would never deny him his requests. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. You were able to share the word with your neighbor. Praise God, Sister Rita. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Beth, you said don't stop. Amen. 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 Well, there may be something else happening later on this week. I'm not going to say too much about it yet, but there may be something else happening later on this week here in DT Live. I'm not going to say too much. I'm not going to say too much about it, but we still got to maybe work some things out, but amen. Well, I love you guys. I am going to go ahead and stop the live for tonight. We thank you for being here. Those who may, that's right, Pastor Mark, he ever lives to make intercession for us. Praise God. I was really trying to stop Pastor Mark, but that excites me. That excites me. He is sitting right next to the Father praying for me. Praying for Regina. What am I worried about? Why am I stressing? Why am I pacing the floor at night? We don't have to. We don't have to. The word says, he who keeps Israel never slumbers nor sleep. So I think I should be able to go on and go to bed then. I'm just going to go on and go to the bed. I'm just going to go to bed and rest and sleep and have a sweet sleep and let the Lord work it out. Come on, y'all. I'm stopping because I'm really excited in my soul right now. I am really excited in my soul. Man, okay. All right. Amen. I love you too, Sister Rita. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, Pastor Mark. Yeah. Praise God. Now you can't wait. Yeah, I think it might be pretty good, Sister Beth. We're going to keep you posted. We'll keep you all posted. We will keep you posted. But I'm going to end tonight. God bless you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May you understand that his goodness and his mercy is following you all the days of your life. Even though 10,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 may fall at your right hand, it will not come nigh you because you have made the Lord your God, even the Most High, your hiding place. What? Yes. Yes. He is keeping you in the palm of his hand. He's keeping you in the palm of his hand. So we thank God for protection tonight. We thank you for divine protection, Father. We thank you, God, that as we do what we know to do in the physical, God, that you are doing what we can't do supernaturally. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you for it tonight. Why do I have to stop? Because I want you all to be able to get back to what you're doing. Yes, Pastor Mark, while we're trying to figure it out, he already worked it out. And guess what? Guess what, Pastor Mark? He figured it out before we even knew there was a problem. He had all this already figured out. Now, it hit at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020, right? All this stuff that's happening. But he had it all figured out back in 2020, back in 2018. He had it figured out back in 2016. He had it figured out back in the year 1000. He already had it all worked out way back then, way in the garden. He had all of this figured out. God's not catching up with anything. God is not, he's not a reactor. God doesn't react. God is a strategist. He knows exactly what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. And he has already worked all of it out. God doesn't react. No way. Oh, I better do something. No. Oh my God. Wow. One day he's going to give me a good sermon about this. Oh man. Oh yeah. He's going to give me a good word about this. Oh Lord. Woo. God is not a reactor. He doesn't react. Woo. Come on. Let there be, Pastor Mark. That's right. That's right. Oh Lord. Oh God. I love him tonight, guys. I love him. I love him. And so as I part from you tonight, let me just leave you with this. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. It's good anytime, but right now, it's an opportune time for our light to shine. So whether it's what we post online, whether it's the phone calls that we make to friends or the texts that we send to loved ones, allow the light of God's Spirit to move through you. So many people are grasping. They're literally grasping for encouragement. They're literally grasping and wondering. And let this moment be the moment that you allow your light to shine. Allow your light to shine. Allow your light to shine. Keep preaching. You're doing great. Thank you, Sister Beth. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I really do. I really do. Now, I personally am going to be back on Sunday. Sunday afternoon. On my regular page. Okay? For those of you who care. Okay? I have something to share that I will be sharing on my personal page on Sunday afternoon. Okay? I don't know what time yet. I don't know. After our service, it'll be sometime after our service, maybe around 3, something like that. That's right, Pastor Mark, shine. Because I do have something that I want to share. And so I'm going to be sharing that on Sunday. Yeah. On my personal page, if you don't follow me, Regina Marie. R is Regina Marie. Yeah. And then I'm going to see what me and somebody else might have for us here on DT Live later this week. Okay. Well, guys, bless you. This is my second closing. Bless you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your heart and mind as you keep it on Christ Jesus. Okay. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Again, if you're interested in any of the notes that I spoke from tonight, just hit me up. Send me a message in Messenger or something, or you can just write it here in the chats. So I'll check here as well, and I can give those verses to you as well. You see what I did there, Pastor Mark? Okay. Okay. All right, guys. I love you guys. And please, please, please remember to keep your fellow church members in your prayers and your thoughts. If God puts somebody on your heart, send them a text. Call them. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're thinking about them. Okay. Especially those who are older, who don't have Facebook. Right. I know we are connecting, but a lot of people who are in a congregation who are older don't. And so if the Lord puts somebody on your heart, give them a call, okay? I'm sure they'll be appreciative. I love you guys. This is for real my last closing. We will see you later in the week. Maybe. Love you guys. Peace.